Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Ready the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting Sayonite.
Interface complete.
It is a good day to die.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Ah.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy cut. Oh, tonight... And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake freak herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
How a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
Oh. I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend. Quincy. Now.
Do you ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that one out of three marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View,
Star Jones.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, if you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS.
Yeah, this crazy
leg's
gonna be bananas. If you want them official sucker duckers, go holler at Debbie and Glass Lee. What's up, Don Juan?
Drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink.
If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck. All your stories end the same way with, and then I got home. No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises. Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, why don't you drink? And they go, I don't like the taste of it. Nobody does! No one likes the taste of it. We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish. We drink because life's shit, and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day. Now... I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it? I've decided I'm going to punch people in the head if they say the next sentence. I encourage you to do the same because they think they're better than you. Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that cunt in the head till your hand breaks. Just, really? Well, I'm angry on alcohol. Now drive me home.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to trade businesses, wealth, I'm jet set, jobs. New wealth for other people.
It's time
help
to
each
do it.
Other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we
I
can be successful every minute. People.
Pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the torch.
Good.
Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Pass
the torch. Pass the torch.
Came.
We can't see the flames.
So
we can't see the flames. Share the torch.
Thank
share
you.
The torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
I'm tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your Facebooks
so
and your BS. You need to learn how
Mr.
to pass the torch and help someone else besides yourself.
Mother
pass
Dan.
The torch,
Mr.
pass
D.
the toast. Don't keep it to yourself. You
come
gotta
on,
pass
Mr.
the
D.
toast, pass the toast, and get the toast to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
Boom.
The life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood.
My hood.
So everybody can take it, eat
That's
it,
right.
and it's all
be
good.
What you want
all
to be.
Please step off of me
don't
and pass the toast,
me,
and don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one
pass
two
the torch.
Five.
We can't see the flame,
oh,
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flame. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Jay.
It's changed two words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
G, he built me out.
Thank
I'm
God.
Right saying I understood.
Possible.
Pass the torch. I help him, he help me. And that's how we buy what
costs.
And now I'm buying boss. Educate yourself. Get on the board. And I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off.
Yep.
But y'all don't hear me, though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing.
We
the government
in the
studio. It's silly, though. The white ones really know.
We love you, baby.
If you fix
but God
roof,
loves
even
you,
if you fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
so someone
please,
else can fix it.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Black's a boy, stop passing snore.
Don't let that stop
the
you.
Charm, homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
share the torch, share the torch.
To start
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
down. Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Shine the torch, shine the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to
do
see it. Flames, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself.
That's right.
You gotta pass the torch.
else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Go ahead.
Don't keep it to yourself. You got to pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Well, yeah, Brother Gang. I know a man, millionaire. They got all kind of wealth. It's not spreading it all amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can create jobs. We can create all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody up. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money, make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you all got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
Somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand. And make this world a better place if we can. Oh, I know we can. Let's share the torch.
Share the
world. This is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other. Let's start something. We can start something that will last all over the world. Let's stop the world and start spreading love by passing the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All reach back. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Pass
the
Let's
torch.
Do this for the Lord.
We can't see the
Let's
flames.
Start passing
the
torch.
See the flames.
Oh,
share
we can
the
do
torch.
It.
Share
it down to all the beautiful people in the world.
The
start spreading the love.
Pass
start
the torch.
Passing
the torch.
You can do it.
We can't
Let's
see
do
the
it
flames.
Today.
We can't see
oh,
the
it's beautiful to pass
the
that
torch. Share
it's
the torch.
Beautiful to help somebody.
The time to see
oh, you
the
can't
time
use
to
you
see
leave it. What you going to do?
Flame
you can't
up.
Take it with you.
Flame
Let's
up.
Spread
everybody
it. Let's
flame
scan.
Up.
Let's pass the torch.
Flame up.
Let's let the world
flame
see
up.
What the world's all
flame
about.
Up.
But now,
flame
let's
up.
Bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Flame up. Everybody.
Help hit that thing again.
Yeah, shout out to Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, it's going down, people. It's going down. Oh, it's freaking fuck out Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all wondering why he's so happy. You know what I'm saying? Because I could do that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I suggest you goddamn get you some lap on, too. And we up in the building. It's freaking fuck out Friday with your host, Captain Smell So Good. Mr. Cyanide. All the way from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? The most international co-host in the land. I mean, from state to state, country to country, man. That's how we do it. Real big, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the sidekick, you know what I'm saying? Ready to kick y'all in the head. Miss Heavenly Angel holding down out there. We're representing Seattle, Washington. And, of course, we out of Tampa Bay, Florida. Shouts out to Trey Foe, you know what I'm saying? All my homies holding it down, you know what I'm saying? In the hood, you know what I'm saying? Big up DJ Party Time, Mr. John Newton. And everybody down at Coco's Lounge Nightclub, make sure y'all go in and follow. Check it out on Facebook.com/Coco's Lounge. You got to spell it with a capital K. And Coco's Lounge is all one word, nightclub. So check that out. Sign up. You got drink specials, pictures from the club that you ain't going to see nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? I got some exclusive pics, people. You know what I'm saying? I got some off the chain pics that you will definitely want to go and check out. And see how Smell So gets down in these towns. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we do. So shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. Yeah, that's right. She heading up to California. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, holding it down. She going up there, heading up there, doing something special real big. Also meeting up, you know what I'm saying, one of the craziest Mexicans in the world. And I mean the world. Mr. Goofy Bow. Holding it down for the 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. So we got a lot of stuff going on, people. A lot of shit, man, that we're going to be bringing to you. And within the next, probably starting next week, we're going to have some real heavy advertising going for you. And because it's coming down, February is going to be a hot month, people. I mean, February is not going to just be a stupid month, like my old one, Mr. C, like to say. But I mean, it's going to be a stupid month. You know we're going to get ignorant. We're going to be having a good time. You're going to have some new content, new shit to see. It's just going to be all new, people. We're working on some real shit, buddies. That's out to Jim Jeffries, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Sinai hooking us up with a famous funny comedian from the UK. And I'm contacting him on the side. His booking agent, you know what I'm saying? Miss Joanna Scott, trying to hit her up. Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's do this. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, I'm trying to reach Joanna Scott.
Sure, hold on, please.
Thank you.
You've reached the office of Joanna Scott at Creative Artist Agency. Neither Joanna nor her assistant Becky are able to take your call right now,
so please
leave a
message
and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Ms. Scott, this is DJ Smell So Good. I'm calling from Record of Game Radio, my online radio show, and I've actually got introduced to Mr. Jim Jeffries through my co-host from the Netherlands. His name is Sinai. And we'd be interested in actually interviewing Mr. Jim Jeffries live on our radio show. If that's possible, we can get, 20, 30 minutes of his time just to, speak about his latest DVDs and projects and anything that he got going on, you know. And also to give additional promotion for himself and activities that he's currently involved in. If that's possible, please give me a call directly back at 813-436-7106. That's my cell phone number. Or you can call me back 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in between those hours live on air. That's blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, Record and Game Radio. And the number to call in is 347-237-5125. Again, the area code is 347-237-5125. Thank you, and hope to hear from you soon.
Recording stopped. To record some more, press 5. To review your message, press 2. For more information, press star.
Just send it.
You have stopped recording of the message. Commands you can use are play 2, record 5, message option 70, delete 76, and send 79. Off command. Message left.
All right, that's how we do that, you know what I'm saying? Also drop the, Oh, definitely. We ready. We're going to be ready, people. February. Oh, shit. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy, people. Y'all don't even know what to expect, but I guarantee you it's going to be the motherfucking most exciting shit on the planet. I mean, the planet. You know what I'm saying? We're getting in control like Janet, and I mean Jackson, if you're nasty. All right, so with that being said, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into a little bit more music right up in here, you know what I'm saying? Play some hot artists around the world, and I mean world. Let me go ahead and get into my homeboy. We got Mr. Six Figures on deck. Six Figures. Six Figures, people. Let's go.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures, rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yeah.
party in the club, hands on them up. Let me start a shot, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on them up. Let me start a shot, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Beauty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club, I'm rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make him go wild, hide you like a circus. Do the giddy drop, no hit him with the two step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Scoring real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, check the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet suit contest. Party stay live, yeah, we party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. I think it's 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Shaq King macking. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big, you know, but ching ching partner, German rock wilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Never been a club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose low, hit me back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six niggas going like Moss real deep. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails, I'm mackin'. Money on deck, club pimpin', never slackin'. Six niggas girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snappin'. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Computer on.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm fly, fresher than a bitch. Head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the boy quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this. Tonight I'm fine, fresher than a bitch. Cripple head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the boy quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this.
Crank it on up, big red and bow legs, all that goddamn don't. Halfway drunk, lil' mama blown on that spark, trick a little something, and get my niggas what they want. Looking good, feeling good, you smell it good by turn. Independent black woman, straight job, no churn. Hollywood on that one, she always keep a fresh burn. Hot girl, yeah, for sure, you play with her, you get burned. Southern bread, southern fair, raise them beans and cornbread. Take no drama from no nigga that's embedded in her head. Ass like a mule, thighs like a thoroughbred. Her nigga locked up, 25 in the bed. The white she in the middle of the damn flow, yo. Drinking like she was an ATL strip hoe. Watch how she drop that ass there, roll it real slow. Man, she crumpling in a bitch on that X in the hip.
No party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm party with no bullshit. People head to toe, I'm a grown man shit. Tonight we gon' party with no bullshit. Cause it's a night, 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 night,
your plan, run straight up. Tell them mother need to get their weight up. No secret, tonight's your night, so let's stay up and do some freaking. Party like the rock stars all weekend. Sipping that shit to get your backbone. This party, no bullshit, let's act grown. Half a beer got me in the zone. Boyfriend hating, tell me what he hating on. Better party, no bullshit, cause on that dumb shit, you probably won't make it home. Better go on, have fun.
Let me spit this real street shit in your ear. What you closer with a Glock. See all you fall below me, I'm rising to the top. I like the hand I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
Move with the money, shout it, move with the money.
It's your turn. Yes. Check it out, people. We got to do something real quick. Got to make a quick call. See if we can get Ms. Linda Blake on the line. Ms. Linda Blake, CEO and everything down there for Hot Steps Magazine. You know what I'm saying? So we finna give them a call. Shouts out to everybody out there in Boston doing their thing real big. Y'all know 1 second. Let's check this out.
Hello?
Ms. Linda Blake?
Speaking.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet little lady. Oh, my, 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 my. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
May the good Lord, may the good Lord, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord be with you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, bless you, yeah. May the good Lord, may the good Lord, may the good Lord, may the good Lord bless you.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
That's out of Mr. Q Harper, you know what I'm saying, holding that down. This is DJ Smell So Good, Mrs. Blake.
How are you?
That you have stood me up since I don't know when.
Uh-huh. Happy New Year, and thank you so much.
Happy,
you just made my day. Oh, my
happy
goodness.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, and happy birthday again.
Thank you so much. Oh,
and
my goodness.
That is from an artist named Q Harper that was actually on my show. I interviewed him on my show. And that's how the whole show went.
Wow.
And that little clip, I actually called him out, and I was like, man, you can sing, you know, by songs and stuff, but you can't really sing until you just sing any kind of song. I say, make happy birthday sound good.
Right?
You know, so you make happy birthday sound good, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. If you can make that sound good, then you're doing something, right?
You're doing it. So
okay.
That was a piece of the clip from the interview, and that's what I use, you know what I'm saying, for everybody's birthday, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate that. You really made my day. Thank you so much.
And, what you got planned for your day? How you spending your birthday?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm not doing much of anything. I'm just going to go get my hair done, and I just got me some food, and I'm going to go back home and chill out. I'm not working today at all.
Okay.
My mom is taking care of my kids. My husband's at work, but I said, you know what, I'm going to go home and just chill, because I don't get many chill days.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I don't
get too many chill days, but my Sabbath starts from Friday after sundown to tomorrow after sundown. This is when I worship and go to church and all that stuff like that. So I always get one day out of the week, you know. But
yeah.
So I feel blessed though. But thank you so much. You made my day. Oh my God.
and shout out to Facebook. You know what I'm saying, for keeping up the reminders. You know, that's how it just let me know a couple of days ago, and I was like, yeah, let me make sure I remember.
Yeah.
Home day, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and put this, the cue harp.
Well, I feel blessed. Honestly, I feel blessed. I thank you so much, really.
You are definitely. I hope everything is going great with the magazine. And,
yes, it is.
That is what's up, you know.
And check out the magazine's website, too. We have another issue coming out. It's actually coming out tomorrow. So, you know, make sure you check it out and, you know, subscribe to it. It's digital, but you can, if you have any smartphone or digital device, you know, Nook or the iPod.
Yeah,
you can download it, you know, and see it, or it'll come to your email, too. So, you know, be sure to support in that way as well. But when are you going to have me on the show?
Hey, you missed the date.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even complain.
You missed the date. And let me tell you what happened on that date that was so super funny.
Wow.
Let me tell you what happened.
What happened?
You didn't call in. Your artist called in.
Yeah.
He called for a brief second. Who the hell was that?
Well, I don't know if it was Diamond Plus or Grindsman. Was it Grindsman?
Grindsman called in. Okay, so Grindsman called in. And actually, I've been talking to Grimesman shit on the side now, like almost regularly, like once a week.
That's good.
Yeah, we've been keeping in contact. But a friend of mine from Pennsylvania named Easy Rider called into the show using a voice scrambler to make himself sound like a woman. So he was listening to the interview, and since you hadn't called, and I'm sitting there saying, well, we waiting on Miss Linda Blake to call.
I'm so sorry.
You never called. And so he called in using a little voice scramble. So it just sounded like it really didn't sound anything like you, but it sounded like a high-pitched female voice like you had a cold or something. And that's what I said. I was like, dang, so you got a cold? Yeah, I got a cold. And I'm like, he played the whole... I'm sitting actively talking to you like
it was me.
it was crazy. It was too funny. And then afterwards, you know, and even Grimesman, you know, I'm telling you, it was funny. And it's not like it sounded like you, but it was just, you know, it sounded like a female voice, like kind of high pitched though. Like if you get a cold, it's like your voice went up or something.
Okay, yeah.
And it was too funny. Shout out to Easy Rider, because that was a funny show.
Okay, I missed it.
We was
and I apologize, because you know what? I told Grimes, and I said, Grimes, I'm so busy, so I'm going to try to call in, but you call in,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so he did, so that was good. But definitely, you know, send me an email. I go to Facebook, you know, I go regularly, but I don't check all of my messages. So if you're sending me a message through Facebook, I may not get it, you know?
I really don't. I don't encourage people to send me messages through Facebook because there's so many people that's doing messages at one time. It's like getting a tweet. It just ain't going to happen. It goes by too quick. And
exactly.
I don't have time to sit there and scroll down 300 friends' messages, you know, to try to find yours. That just ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. So send it to me, email me, or hit me up through my radio show, and that's pretty much it. And I got something new. I'm gonna send you the email with the links and everything. But I got something new. February is starting, and I'm gonna really need your help in getting some advertising for it. You'll see everything in the email. Put it that way. You'll get everything in the email.
I'll be willing to help. And I want to talk to you about being on your show, too, like, you know, as, like, maybe a host. How are you guys doing?
Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, we definitely, you're going to need to just check the email then.
send me the email, and then I'll respond back to it. You have my email address, right?
Yeah. I've actually been get the email, the e-letters and stuff for the updates for the magazine.
Okay, cool. So definitely, you know, respond back to me. Well, send something to me, and I'll respond back to you.
Yeah, there we go. That'll work.
Okay.
All right, well, have a great day. Have a great happy birthday the rest of the day.
I appreciate it. Definitely
be calling you back, all right?
Okay, you take care. Thank you so much. You made me feel so good today.
All right.
You have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. That was Miss Linda Blake right there, people. Live right here on the Record of Game Radio Show, Vegas House. That's our style. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it right here.
And yeah, happy birthday to everybody out there celebrating the birthday for this month. Now this fans going down real big. Make sure you check out the Aquarian Bash going down next month. All my Aquarians celebrating their birthday, man. This is Miss Shelly K.
You're free. I will always stand by your side through bad or good times. I'll always say you're a friend of mine. I want you to know your friend. Somehow it seems to brighten up my day.
berry is sweeter than juice. Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive. My body's so luscious. You see me back it up. You say you make me want to cut. Please don't stop dancing. I want to eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Me and the kid know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of drugs out here that really hate me. I pass through water and just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails, drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BET. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
People, it's time for the nutty news. That's what time it is up in this mood out there, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Yeah.
Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Let me give a couple of shots out, man, to Miss Loyal. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down, taking pictures last night at Coco's Lounge. See who else came up there and took a couple of little quick flicks, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homeboy, Bird, Miss Tina, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down on the pitches, flicks and shit. Fat boy out there, you know what I'm saying? Getting up on the flicks and shit. You got Mr. C, Big Ro, you know, everybody came through flicking it up and shit. Shouts out to Dream, Security, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Holding it down, you did. That's regular game radio style. Coming from your boy, DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain. Motherfucking smell so good. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, people. We over here in Australia. That's how we're going to start this thing out. Well, shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, holding down for Perth. Miss Lena G, all y'all representing up there, Perth, Australia. Sharks are spotted swimming through flood hit streets. Yeah, and this is in Australia, people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I put a shark on the barbie. Two bull sharks, renowned for their aggression, were spotted swimming through the flooded streets of a small town in the inundated Australian state of Queensland. The amazing sightings were made in Goodna, a center of around 8,000 people, which lies between the state capital Brisbane and the nearby southeast city of Ipswich. Ipswich. Yeah. Sorry, it's out the street. You know what I mean? Gotta get the fuck out the road. Even more. Over here in Memphis, 90 girls at one high school are pregnant. Yeah. They're fucking. Yeah, people, your high schoolers are fucking. As Memphis City Schools leaders discuss the best way to deal with the crisis at Fraser High School, one young student is dealing with parenthood. Investigators recently discovered 90 girls who attend Fraser High School are now pregnant or have already had a baby this school year. You probably want to tell them to stop fucking. But other than that, you know, goddamn, you know, revving up shit. You know? I hear that. Over in New York, judge, inmate bitten on penis by rodent, may sue. Damn, that's fucked up. Man who says a rat bit his penis during a jail stay may sue county officials. A judge has ruled. Peter Solomon, who said he later had to endure a course of rabies shots, says jailers knew the ward in which they placed him was infested with rodents. He says the jail was negligent and mistreated him because he is black. Lawyers for Nassau County sought to have the suit dismissed, stating its experts say they saw no evidence of serious injury. Oh, man, that's funny because, you know, like, you know, you got to look at that picture, people. You got to pull it, you know, they pull the dick out and shit. Like, you don't see the little nipple marks? Yeah, right. Over in Illinois, cop dresses up like pizza delivery man to make bust. Oh, man, that's crazy. Skokie police officer went undercover as Eduardo, pizza delivery man, after a man ordered a pizza and other food with a stranger's credit card. Police said William Peppers, 31, tried three different credit cards when ordering $51 in food. The first two cards were denied. The third card belonged to a woman who had just reported fraudulent orders on her card. And you ordering some fucking pizza. Boy, look at here. Old beam in Miss Heavenly Angel all the way from the air. You know what I'm saying? Let me get him.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Timmy!
Miss Heavenly Angel, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Well,
on
Captain.
The phone, on the plane.
No, no, just landed. Two-hour flight.
Oh. Two-hour
flight.
Just
landed. I mean, I just got off the plane.
Wow, we are in California.
Yes, we are. Yeah,
that's
I landed
awesome
in Oakland.
Story, kid.
I'm in Oakland and I'm heading to San Mateo.
Oakland! Just out to Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Everybody up there in Old Town.
Home of the Raiders.
Old Town. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real bit. Where your sister at?
She's on the freeway heading towards picking me up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just landed. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll call you back. I'm gonna go get my bags and.
Yeah, Mr. Goofy Bone called in, but he I guess he's gonna call back in a second. He'll call back up.
Oh, okay.
I'll call back
too. Did you start? What hour are you in? The first hour, or are you on the second hour?
Well, not at noon.
Oh, okay. So you're on the second hour.
Mm.
Woohoo!
This is nothing new, baby. This is nothing new. And February 1st,
well,
I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. February 1st is going to be off the chain.
I posted some pre-flight pictures on Facebook for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what's up. I'm going to check them out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check them out. All right. Well, go on and get your little baggage check on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be here. Got another 51 minutes.
All righty, I'll call you back, people.
Got another
good
51
talking
minutes.
With you, Captain.
That's been heavy lanes, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not only one of the best fans in the world,
traveling
also the goddamn world. Best fucking sidekick in the world to kick y'all motherfuckers in the head. In the state we in, goddamn it. In the state we
that's
in.
That's right. Watch
man.
Out.
You
don't
know?
Matter where I'm at.
We will fly our ass there to kick you in your head. If we can't do it. You know, that's how we get down.
Hey, it's sunny here.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, shit, man. Goddamn. It's 24 degrees
wow.
In goddamn Ohio. Jesus.
Really? Ooh, that's really cold. This computer's.
Yeah, it's 54 there, though. Y'all got 54. Y'all got our weather. Overcast feels like 54. You got a low of 51 degrees. It's partly cloudy conditions. And you got
sunny
mostly,
right now. There are clouds.
Yeah, you got mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 70 and a low of 50.
Yo, yoo-hoo. I can live with that. Yeah.
Uh-oh. He must have motherfucking heard the goddamn beacon. You know what I'm saying?
The bone is calling, huh?
Bring in my homeboy. This is the new beam up music, you know what I'm saying, for Mr. Goofy and Bones.
I see. That's the real hard beam there, boy.
Hey.
Doesn't get it harder than that.
All right. Bringing them on in, people.
Arriba, arriba, ándale.
Hola,
wow,
mi amigo.
Wow.
Como estos? In all of
this.
Well, hey, man.
Qué onda, everybody.
Hey, I'm just minutes away from you now, Goofy.
No, you're not.
I'm in Oakland. I'm in Oakland right now. I'm at the airport. I just landed.
Oh, my heavenly angel has... God is
great. I need you to go buy me a first pair of Oaks. You know what I'm saying? You in Oakland,
look on
kid.
Facebook,
I know that's
Goofy,
where the original glasses come from. I need me some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't get me some. I need me to make sure you hit up Debbie the Glass Lady while you're up there. Give some sucker dust.
Sucker, sucker. That's right.
Heavenly Angel.
What is it?
Now,
I'm here.
July?
Say what?
Are we still?
Well, yeah. Saturday, tomorrow, sometime. I'll call you later tonight.
Okay. Because I'm
on this computer. He's an asshole.
Because what?
Because
you already got 10 girls lined up and you can't meet me?
No. I said I don't want Miss Computer Lady scaring you anymore.
Miss Computer Lady never scares me. She loves me. I love her.
We're not going.
But
there.
Let me go get my bag. I'll be calling you guys right back.
Okay.
I just got off the plane.
Yeah.
I'm still
okay,
in the area
parents.
Where you get off.
All right. Shout out to the parents. Shout out to the parents.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nana. Love you, baby.
Going down real big up in here. You know what I'm saying? And Goof, man, I'm telling you, boy. Oh, let me beam his heavenly angel off real quick.
I'm going to take a picture. I'll be back. Bye.
All right.
Heavenly angel.
Taking that picture, all right. Oh, she's taking a good picture. You know what I'm saying? Oh. What's happening, man? Where you at?
Man,
you got Mr. Goofy over there in San Jose, California, representing Straight Low Ross, 186 Point Deuce. Real big, man, real big. Man, I'm telling you, Goof, man, you get to the fucking house. You got the house?
Not yet. Well, I was popping.
Man, you get to the house, man. You gonna want to start now.
Well, what happened?
I mean, you gonna want to start now. TLC is off. Yeah. TLC is ready, baby. TLC is ready.
TMC.
TLC.
TLC.
TLC. TLC Radio is ready, baby.
Okay, I'm almost home.
Ready. There. When you see it, you're going to be like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Monica, my friend that I met at the Foothill Lounge last night. And believe me, when she promises you she could blow, she could blow.
Right. Right.
Man,
I'm looking forward to coming down there, people. You know what I'm saying?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Man, she was blowing like a motherfucking hurricane.
Yeah, I met a few chicks like that. And all they want to do is suck dick. They don't really want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want no dick. They just want to suck dick. Just, that's it. Walk in the house, put it in the mouth. Just, damn. Before you walk out, put it in the mouth. Going to the bathroom, put it in the mouth. Like, goddamn, I'm cooking eggs. Put it in my mouth. God damn, girl, shit. I'm trying to cook eggs. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Go get some milk. You know what I'm saying? Open up the refrigerator, her mouth there. Like, damn. What's your mouth doing in the refrigerator? Well, fuck it. Well, I'm pouring some milk. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Ah, man. Shout out to all the ladies that,
the Foothill Lounge, man. They're all hot last night, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going down.
Hey,
yeah,
let me
you got to sign up on the Coco's Lounge Facebook. I got Facebook up for Coco's Lounge, people. So make sure y'all go to Facebook.com/ Coco's Lounge with a capital K. Coco's Lounge spelled all one word. KOKOSLOUNGE. Coco's Lounge Nightclub. You know what I'm saying? And that's two separate words. Coco's Lounge and Nightclub.
And y'all see all the exclusive pictures, you know what I'm saying? See the Drake's drink specials that we got going on that you can come in the club and get. We even be posting some special stuff there to all the Facebook friends, you know what I'm saying? Special little parties and stuff like that, especially for Facebook people that sign up to Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But you got to know about it. You got to sign up. You got to be a friend in order to be able to partake in the specials, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you sign up. Going out real big. All right, so anyway, I got to finish another news that we still into, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, everybody call back in, all that. Keeping this thing moving. Over here in Maryland, 78 rabbits are removed from a townhouse. I don't see a real problem with that, but, yeah, poop droppings everywhere. Oh, yeah. A Columbia family with 78 rabbits running free in their townhouse lost them to Howard County Animal Control Officers. Police said an anonymous caller directed Animal Control Officers to the home. They found and removed 64 rabbits that were in good condition but were running free in the home. Agents returned to the house and found 14 more. God damn. Hide them, hide them. They're coming, they're coming. That's fucked up. As long as y'all ain't find no rabbit stew and shit, you know what I'm saying? Some people think rabbits are good luck people, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess they believe they had a whole lot of good luck. Wow. Over here in Florida, teachers charged with bathroom voyeurism. Now we get down. Yeah. A teacher at the Greenwood School has been arrested after boys and men were secretly recorded going to the secretly recorded going to the bathroom at Regal Cinemas in Jacksonville. Joshua Michael Olson, 28, is charged with voyeurism and video voyeurism. He has been placed on administrative suspension from his job at Greenwood. The school's website lists Olson as a high school math and psychology teacher. Well, I guess he didn't know his psychic abilities a little bit off. You know what I mean? Yeah, because it's kind of fucked up. It's nasty, though, that you in recording motherfucking dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Also, you want to follow me, hit me up, facebook.com. The way to find DJ Smell So Good is capital D, E-E-J-A-Y, space Smell So Good, capital S-M-E-L-L-S-O-G-O-O-D. You can't find me any other way. You type it in any other way, I'm not going to show up. You got to type it in that way, and that's how you find it, and you can follow. Over here in Montana, a woman hits husband in the head with a hatchet. Damn, I didn't know they still had hatchets around since the Indians. Yeah. A 52-year-old Bosman woman is charged with hitting her disabled husband in the head with a hatchet during an argument. Investigators say Barack Kessler told officers she had argued with her husband after returning home from a bar and hit him in the head with a hatchet. Merle Kessler fled to a neighbor's house. He suffered a large gash on his head. Hey, yo. Damn, well, y'all women getting ruthless out there, boy. Jesus. They ain't gonna run to somebody's house. You know what I'm saying? Instead of facing up to the motherfucking, to the fury. You know? Shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I tell you, people. Still in Montana, a woman is awakened by a burning sensation to her leg. Flathead County officials say a Kalispell man
was detained and later released after accidentally shooting a sleeping neighbor while cleaning a gun in his apartment. Sheriff Chuck Curry said that a 28-year-old woman called 911 about 1:45 a.m. and said she was awakened by a burning sensation to her leg. A responding deputy confirmed she had been shot. Hey, y'all let the dude go. Damn, that's hard job. You just cleaning your gun, loaded. People, cleaning a loaded gun is the most douche. No, fuck that, fuck that.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit
that you can do. You know what I'm saying? All right, over here in Minnesota, let's pop this thing on up, people. Wrestling coaches put on for insulting Obama.
Yeah. Give a fight back to him.
Wow. Imagine what's going to happen to TLC Radio. But one thing I don't do is insult the president, people, okay? I might say I don't give a fuck about the president, but I ain't got time to insult him, because, shit, he ain't motherfucking insulting me or worrying about me, so why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care about him? An Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter, Jacob Volkman, has been placed on administrative leave from his job at Minnesota High School after he insulted President Obama's intelligence and challenged the commander-in-chief to a fight. They didn't like how I was representing the school, he said, and they said I was representing them bad because of what I president in his policy. Well, keep your fucking mouth shut. Try to fight that. Yeah. Alright, here we go. I'm not calling on the back line, but I ain't pushing over. Over here in Detroit, classy, pricey BMW is stolen at auto show. Yeah, I don't know you see them at an auto show. Police on the hunt after bold bandits made off with a pricey BMW. One of 19 brought to Detroit for press week. Yeah, this is Detroit, yeah. At the North American International Auto Show. The brazen theft happened outside the posh Western Book Cadillac Hotel in downtown Detroit. Police say two car thieves hopped into a $140,000 gray colored 7 Series BMW with New Jersey license plates and made a getaway. Damn! Them boys just came up. People, I don't know if you know how much car and shit is worth, but yeah. Hold on. Yeah, well, big ups to y'all, man. To the dude who stole that shit, you know what I'm saying? Jeez, that's all I'm gonna miss. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only back it up, girl. Return the favor. And we're back live from the airport. We're at OIA. And that was called Oakland International Airport, OIA. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm hearing someone. Oh, I was trying to dial back. Damn.
This motherfucker talking to myself and shit. Yeah, just jacking myself off. You know? Jesus.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. Okay.
That's
wow.
That didn't come out
yeah.
right. But.
I'm at the airport, yeah.
No, I'm saying, you at, what is it, OIA? Yeah, Oakland International Airport, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear them say it?
Oh, no. I just...
Oh, yeah, I'm at Oakland International. I don't find in San Francisco. It gets backed up too much.
Oh, yeah. OIA.
Yeah.
What? Why? That's where y'all going to San Fran?
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm going to, going in the Bay Area, yeah.
Oh, okay.
San Mateo. My
y'all
sister.
Know somebody down there? Or?
My sister, that's it. My sister,
oh,
I have a crush. Yeah, that's where she lives. She works for Yahoo. Plus, she promotes,
okay.
You know, for clubs and singers and stuff. And
she
creates websites. She's multitasking here.
Yeah, I need to holler at her, too, because I'm trying to hook up with everybody who books shows so I can get John new shows out of Cali.
There you go. I'll hook you up with her.
Yeah, that would be a dude.
That's Alicia, my sister Alicia.
Oh, okay.
She has two kids that are under two, and she's pregnant again. Woohoo!
Yeah, good for her. That's what that is.
She's a baby maker.
It's just called good pussy. You know what I'm saying? Good pussy don't never get tired. Ow.
Oh,
goodness. That's what they say. That's out of Rated R. Shout out my dog Rated R. He said good pussy don't never get tired.
I should call him. Hold on.
Oh. Yes, people, we do talk about good pussy on the show. You know what I'm saying, girls? If you got it, call up 347-237-5125. We all the way live. Oh, man. We're going to continue to stay on, man. We over here in Moscow doing it real big. Not really, but yeah. A fox shoots a hunter. A wounded fox shot its would-be killer in Belarus by pulling the trigger on the hunter's gun as the pair scuffled after the man tried to finish the animal off with the butt of the rifle. You dumb ass. The unnamed hunter who had approached the fox after wounding it from a distance was in the hospital with a leg wound while the fox made its escape. Now, that is called being outfoxed. Oh, that was a good joke. That was a good joke. You've just been outfoxed by a fox. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what we can... I don't know. Shit. You got outfoxed by a fox. I don't know. Shit.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Yeah. I got to give him something light, people. You know what I mean? Over here in Germany, Wasserlust begets. And all that. You know what I'm saying? Burglars are stuck in the elevator. Call police for help. Oh, man. Two would-be thieves called in their own crime. Two police in Germany after they could not escape from a broken-down elevator. This sounds really dumb. One of the thieves told police in Cologne over the elevator's emergency phone, but I'm afraid that we wanted to break in and the elevator has gotten stuck. When police arrived, they found the two thieves, age 31 and 37, stuck in the elevator of an office building. Yeah, people. You know, there's only one good answer.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get caught on your day off, people. Come the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You stuck in the elevator. Oh, man. Oh, that's cool. Over here in Texas, TSA pays off in breast exposure suit. You goddamn right. The woman who sued the TSA, flight agency, you know the people. After her breasts were exposed during a frisking, will receive a nominal payment from the government. The 24-year-old Lindsay Murley alleged that after being singled out for extended search procedures, a TSA agent frisked her and pulled plaintiff's blouse completely down, exposing plaintiff's breast to everyone. TSA employees joked and laughed about the incident for an extended period of time. Yeah. And now she's getting paid for an extended period of time. Y'all stupid motherfucker. In fact, there you go, TSA.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Crazy motherfucker. Don't forget, people, we are trying to get Jim Jeffries, Mr. Jim Jeffries, on the show. Already spoken to his booking agency. We won't be contacting soon. Right after this news, Miss Lisa Bloom. And we're going to try to see if we can get him scheduled on this show. Over here in Illinois, state passes a 66% tax increase in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah. If you were thinking of moving to Illinois, you might want to hold off until you read this. It's one of those quintessentially Illinois political stories that prompt laughter unless you live there. The newly elected governor, Pat Quinn, is so happy. Yeah, why? Because his obedient state legislator just voted an income tax increase on this dumb saps, on those dumb saps who elected him in November. The income tax increase is 66%. Democratic leaders did this at 1:30 a.m. Pretty sure we're going to be hearing about an overthrow of the goddamn government pretty soon over there in Illinois. Because, yeah, y'all just made not a blunder. But I mean, yeah, people going to naturally react to some shit like that, man. Come on, 66% people. All right. Over here in Texas, school police give tickets to six-year-olds. Goddamn right. Yeah. Ugh. The social and economic group Texas Appleseed collected 5 years' worth of data from 22 districts across the state and found young students, including a six-year-old, received Class C misdemeanor tickets for things like disrupting class, leaving school early, and schoolyard brawls that didn't include weapons. Dallas ISD was one of the districts that had a very large number of elementary school students that were issued Class C misdemeanors. And people, you got to see the psychological effect of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you sit up here, you know, that's like putting a six-year-old in jail. You know what I'm saying? Any contact that a child has with law enforcement that's not positive is a negative contact. If they're not speaking to them publicly about being a police officer and positive things about being a police officer, how to protect the neighborhood and all that shit that you're supposed to be encouraging and placing upon the kid, give them the fucking tickets for stupid shit like that that belongs to the you know, discipline of the school. Come on now. Anyway, still in Illinois, y'all got a lot of problems, people. A lot of problems. Gang rape of girl, 14 years old, is recorded on a cell phone. Four Stickney teenagers gang raped a 14-year-old girl and recorded the attacks on a cell phone. Alex Piccolo, 16, Majid Khalifa, 18, and Jonathan Leonos, 19, were charged with two counts each of aggravated criminal sexual assault in the incident at Leano's Stickney home. Piccolo was charged as an adult, and fourth suspect Vicente Hernandez, 22, of Cicero, was similarly charged. Yep, and y'all going off to get raped in prison where you need to be.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Fuck off!
He's an asshole.
And we're going to move on. In New York, 81-year-old woman is body slammed in the subway station. I'm sorry, people. I know I'm fucking wrong, but that's fucking funny. That's fucking funny. please don't blame it on WWF for some shit. Oh, man. A defenseless elderly woman said she can't make sense of what happened to her. The video shows her falling to the ground and hitting her head as the thief runs off with her purse. The woman said she was stunned by how much force the woman used. Clima fractured and dislocated her shoulder in the fall, and her eye is heavily bruised. She also needed stitches. The suspect is dark-skinned, in her 20s, about 5'10" and nearly 200 pounds. But they have video. Let's check out the video. By the way, it's 27 degrees in New York with a high of 25 and a low of 16. Congratulations. And it's fucked up. Man, you're going to hit an 81-year-old woman. Body slammed and mugged by an unidentified female assailant. Damn. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Oh, man. She said it felt like she was flying. That's how an elderly woman described a heartless attack inside a subway station. And it was at the hands of another woman. The robbery was caught on camera at CBS. Wendy Gillett reports, and the video shows how Madeline Kilmer was robbed from behind. A defenseless elderly woman, said she can't make sense of what happened to her. Why? Why'd she have to hurt so much? She wanted it so bad she could have asked for it. The video shows her falling to the ground and hitting her head as the thief runs off with her purse. Flying picked me up and like threw me and went down and blood, you know, but I couldn't get up. Damn, this motherfucking bitch is like a dude. I think she thought she was robbing a dude. Oh, man. In an update, New Yorkers rally to victims' aid and donate hundreds of dollars. Hey, congratulations. Clima was returning home to Brooklyn from her cleaning offices when she was robbed at the Fulton Street station. She said she told me police catch the suspect so she won't hurt anyone else. And when asked why she wants the police to do what she wants the police to do, it's hard to say why. We would say hang them, but we don't do that today. Damn, that sounds kind of racist. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time Clima has been the victim of a crime. She had several paychecks in her pocketbook from the job. She still works despite her age. The attack left her in shock and in pain. Right now I have problems sleeping. My arm don't go right, and I have to get up, she said. Clima says she will get her stitches out Friday when she visits her doctor, but it will take much longer to heal her emotional wounds. If you recognize the suspect, please call Crime Stoppers at blah, 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 blah. If you recognize him off this motherfucking radio show, use a goddamn motherfucking psychic. And I need us to motherfucking interview you. Yeah. Shit. Let's listen in on the old one.
Gillette spoke with the victim.
This surveillance video shows how Madeline Clima was robbed from behind.
Why? Why did she have to hurt so much? You know, if she wanted it so bad, she could have asked for it.
Caught off guard, Clima can't make sense of what happened to her. She falls to the ground and hits her head as the thief runs off with her purse.
Ooh, flying. No spot, you know, like I picked up and they like threw me. I went down. My blood, but I couldn't get up.
The 81-year-old is stunned by how much force the woman used. Clima fractured and dislocated her shoulder in the fall, and her eye is heavily bruised. She also needed stitches.
Clima was returning home to Brooklyn from her job cleaning offices when she was robbed here inside the Fulton Street station. She's hoping police catch the suspect so she doesn't hurt anyone else. What do you want police to do to this woman?
Well, it's hard to say.
This is the first time Clima has been the victim of a crime. She had several paychecks in her pocketbook from the job she still works despite her age. The attack left her in shock and in pain.
Right now I have problems sleeping. I get there. If I yawn, don't go right, I have to get up.
Clima will get her stitches out Friday when she visits her doctor, but it will take much longer to heal her emotional wounds. In Lower Manhattan, Wendy Gillette, CBS 2 News.
Police say the suspect is dark-skinned, in her 20s, about 5'10" tall, and nearly 200 pounds.
Yeah, that bitch don't look no 200. 200 pounds. They don't know that. Bitch don't look 200 pounds, though. Yeah, that's fucked up, though. You know what I mean? Robbing old ladies for cash. Man. Did I give an award? I don't know if I did.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Boy, look at here. Over in California, man, I know y'all been hearing about old man. The old golden-voiced homeless man heads back to rehab. Yeah, Ted Williams, the golden-voiced homeless man who became a media darling, is entering rehab for drug and alcohol abuse 2 days after he was detained by Los Angeles police following an alleged yelling altercation with his daughter. Williams was inundated with freebies, bookings, and voiceover gigs after he was discovered while he was panhandling on the side of a highway with a sign saying he had the God-given gift of a radio voice. Huh. Well, there you go, people. Man, get your ass in rehab and tighten the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot more motherfucker in the game. You know, than losing your shit to some damn alcohol. Yeah. All right, couple more, we out the door. You know what I'm saying? As we got like two more. And this is in Tennessee. A woman waits 35 minutes on 911 while intruder breaks in. Yeah. A Williamson County woman fought off an intruder with a vacuum cleaner. She was desperate for help, waiting for almost 35 minutes for law enforcement to arrive. The single mom described that 35 minutes like the scene of a horror movie as she watched a man walking from windows to doors doing anything to break into her home. And that's your law enforcement.
Yeah.
Here to protect, ma'am, ourselves. Yeah, he could have been a robber, ma'am. Yeah. In Australia, flood victims received $37,000 in underwear. Right. Australia entrepreneur Dan Murray has donated $37,000 of underwear from his company Sly Underwear to the victims of the devastating Queensland floods. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes across the state in Australia's northeast after weeks of rain and flash flooding.
and many have lost everything they own, prompting the creation of care packages. Hey, and that's a good fucking way to market your goddamn underwear. Shit, wish I could send me out some smelly draws. Get your new smelly draws. Fit so tight when you get in. Continuing on, people. We back in Florida where burglar bleached victims is closed. That don't sound like a burglar, but hold on. Police in Florida said an accused burglar tied up clothing in her alleged victim's home and poured bleach on the garments. Investigators accused Crystal Lashana Staples of stealing $650 worth of items, including two bags, a phone, and keys from the home. They alleged she piled up $1,000 worth of clothes and doused them in bleach. People, that is not a burglary. Somebody was sleeping around. Bitch broke into the bitch's house, got the bitch's clothes and bags, and bleached the bitch's shit. That's all that is. No drama. Anyways. And New Mexico. Yeah. $2,000 car damage from dog bites. God damn. A New Mexico man is suing his neighbors, claiming their dog caused $2,000 worth of damage to a car by tearing off a piece of its rear bumper. Richard Linow of Pecos claims that the family's dog, which he estimated at about 75 pounds and of an unknown breed, caused $2,000 worth of damage to a Volvo after earlier causing $5,000 damage to another area vehicle and killing another neighbor's dog. Damn. What kind of jack rabbit dog y'all got? Need to put his ass down, though. Put his ass down. Anyways, last but not least, we're in the letter UK. Oh, okay. Sorry, people. We haven't been here in a while, you know what I'm saying? New UK has been falling off on us, man. We thought you guys, became another country or something and wasn't nutty anymore, you know? But they are still nutty, people. That's right. ATMs in the UK are dirtier than public toilets. Fucking right. British scientists have found that public banking machines are actually dirtier than public washrooms, containing bacteria that can cause diarrhea and other unfortunate illnesses. We were surprised by our results because the ATM machines were shown to be heavily contaminated with bacteria to the same level as nearby public lavatories. Richard Hastings, a microbiologist, has said. And that will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off the wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, people, we got to get a quick call to Lisa Bloom. Hold on just 1 second. Here we go.
Lisa Bloom's office.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Lisa Bloom.
She don't have her right now. Can I take a message?
My name is DJ Smells So Good. I actually got referred to you guys from Joanna Scott's office.
Okay.
This was in reference to booking Jim Jefferies for a radio interview.
Okay. What day?
Whatever day is available. I normally do interviews on Friday, if that's possible. I have what's called Feature in the Artist Friday, but then I just interview all kind of radio personnel, anybody in the industry, entertainment industry.
All right. And what station are you on?
I'm an online radio station.
Okay.
I'm with Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. And it's blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. And I actually got referred to you guys through my my co-host, who's from the Netherlands. And he actually, you know, is a Jim Jeffries fan. And he shared one of the links with me. And then I actually got a couple of his clips that I play on my show.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I get an email address for you?
Yeah. It's WDGE radio. At gmail.com. And I'm live on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Great.
And I do and like I said, I do have a couple of clips, a little drinking clip and I got the drinking clip and the one in Amsterdam. I got a clip in when he was doing something in Amsterdam.
All right, cool. Great.
So,
I'll run this by Lisa. She's not in right now.
Okay.
And he's traveling today. So we'll look into times possibly next week. I'll shoot you an email.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, brother.
No problem.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And that's how you do it, people. You know what I'm saying?
2 years ago, I was performing in the Amsterdam Hilton. Now, in the base in the Amsterdam Hilton, they have a comedy club, and I was there for 2 weeks. I had 2 days off in my 2 weeks, and I found out in the outskirts of Amsterdam, there's a great big place called the Porn Warehouse, which is like a great big Asda. So on my day off, I thought, fuck Anne Frank's place. And I went out to the Porn Warehouse. And when I go shopping in Asda, I take a little plastic basket with me. Porn Warehouse took a trolley. Still had the kid's seat, which I thought was weird. Now, I'm loading my trolley full of every bit of porno paraphernalia I can get. I get up towards the till and there's a massive wall covered in dildos. Now, if you're with your mates, what would you do? Sword fight. But I was by myself, so I just reacted a scene from Star Wars, like, Luke, I'm your father, and just looked like a bit of a loon. Now, there's a smaller wall, but just as impressive, covered in rubber vibrating vaginas. Now, whenever you're with your mates and you see one of those, you go, who the fuck would use one of those, eh? But there's always a bit of your brain that goes, wouldn't mind trying that just once. So I got myself the Jenna Jamison rubber vibrating vagina. On the side of the box it said, vibrate so as to give realistic sensation. Realistic if you're fucking a chick with Parkinson's, but not realistic in a full sense. Now I've gone back to my hotel and decided if I'm going to do this wank, it's going to be the wank. It's going to be the wank that when I've got dementia, I'll be sitting in a nursing home going, oh, fuck the rubber cunt. So I got all my porn mags and laid them down one side of the bed. I put porn on the telly. I got the rubber cunt out. It had a vibrating egg that went in the end with a cord or remote control. I lubed up me cock, and I proceeded to fuck it. Now, it felt okay, but I couldn't really enjoy myself because the only thought going through me head was, if you die right now, this is how they'll tell your mum they found you. Now, as I've mentioned, I don't have a big cock or nothing. I think the rubber cunt was faulty, but as I'm fucking it, the latex on the top just sort of tears and the egg falls out the end, and I'm pretty upset because it's not like I can take it back to the shop. Slap it on the counter and go, look at that. I bought that an hour ago. Went home and fucked it. Now that cunt's broken. Now I still had a lot of lube, still had a lot of porn, still had a vibrating egg. So I did what anyone in this room would do. I lubed that egg up and shoved it up my ass. Now sitting up against a gland called the prostate gland, the male G-spot, it felt terrific. I was enjoying myself so much I was already thinking of other things to shove up my ass once I got back to England. I slapped me cock a couple of times and I jizzed all over me chest, and now I've got jizz all over me chest, lube all over me cock, egg hanging out me ass, broken cunt in the corner. I gotta tell you, I've looked better. Now, you know that bit of pain that goes through your soul after you've had a wank and you got a bit of cum on your hand and you go, what did you do that for? You're a grown man. Well, I still had an egg hanging out of my arm. Safe to say I wanted to kill myself, so I start slapping the porn off the bed, I turn the porn off the telly, I go to whip the egg out of me ass, the fucking cord snaps off. Not only did it snap off, but the two plastic shells of the egg slightly break apart and now pinching against me colon. Now, your first thought is, well, don't worry about this, Jim, you can shit this out, but your asshole knows what shit is and it knows what plastic egg is and it don't fucking play cricket in this situation. Now, I don't know if you all know a lot about your colons, and nor should you. So they're made up of several channels that pump poo through. Now, I've lubed up this finger and this thumb, and I've gone up me ass after the egg. But with every grab, I pushed it further and further and further up my colon. It's now up to channel 5. And we all know how shit that is. My next thought is to get, like, a whole lot of high-fiber food, make me poo really solid.
Timmy!
Just listening to a little Jim Jeffries, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you know,
I'm
go get a haircut. They just called me for a job interview right now.
You was going to get a haircut?
I was going home, but I got a call for a job interview, so now I just got a haircut. Now I'm on my way home to go dress up and shit.
That's what I'm talking about, people. Got motherfucking job interviews going now, you know what I'm saying?
What's up? How's the TLC network?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. You get to the house, boy, just check it out. Just check it out. So it's getting bigger, 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 bigger. And, yeah, it's going next.
Now, I had some offers to go onto the Crazy Wolf Network or some shit like that. And I had another network that somebody wanted me to get up on there, but it's like, I think they only want me for my fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. When you see the TLC motherfucking radio, you gonna motherfucking tell everybody to suck a dick. Straight up, you know what I'm saying? We coming through. We smashing everything, guaranteed, man. We smashing every fucking thing around. And nobody don't do radio like we do radio. So, you know, that's the whole thing about that. That's why. Nobody don't do radio like we do radio. All you motherfuckers trying to be like everybody else that you hear on them old commercial-ass radio stations, shit, corny-ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being your motherfucking self, being original, you know what I'm saying? Be Howard Sternish and shit. Just be off the motherfucking wang with it, you know? But these motherfuckers try to be all pussyfoot with it and shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. So. But, yeah, I got Jim Jeffries, man, you know what I'm saying, possibly next week, by next week, because he's traveling right now. I just talked to his manager and shit, so they're going to be hitting me back with an email and shit with all the details, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to interview him on a Friday, so it might be next Friday, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to have him on. Live comedian, people, you know what I'm saying, it's how international we is, you know what I'm saying, we bringing the UK to the Bay, baby. Tampa Bay, to the Bay, San Jose, yeah, there you go, Bay to Bay, how we doing, going down real big, man, so, yeah, but just when you get home, man, make sure you don't take a moment to check that out, man, check it out.
You can email me the site.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you, gotta find it, do that anyway. Start mass emailing that out anyways, you know what I'm saying? In just a second.
So what's up? Have you eaten it yet or anything?
Huh?
City?
Yeah, we're gonna test it We got it. We gonna test it. You know what I'm saying? Possibly this weekend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we all just gotta get together and then link up, and you know what I'm saying, and see how to work everything out. But I know it works, though. I already know, you know, everything is rolling.
All right. Heavenly Angel, don't flake on me,
because
I'll be pissed off, man.
Huh? You're a Heavenly
Angel. Hope she don't flake on me.
But she said she last time she had called me, I guess she was waiting and got her bags and stuff, and then I heard something. I don't know. She was waiting on her, and then she was waiting on her sister to pick up, so.
All right.
It's going down, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Going down.
Heavenly Angel is in California, people. California.
California.
All right, bam, there you go. Send it to you. Let me send it to Sadie Baby Powder Fresh J. And I think that's it. Yeah, that's all I need to send. Right now, because it ain't, you know, official. That's why, you know, I ain't sending email blast,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But
to see, we have to see it, and then we will unveil it to the
audience. Yeah. Then it's going to be the official scoop off. That shit going to be the scoop. I'm telling you, man. It's like I told you, you know what I'm saying? This is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I told you you're going to love this shit. When you first fucking started being a host of this, did I not tell you you're going to love this shit?
Hey, bro.
Was this... Or was this not the best
just,
fucking
I'm
way
just in your shadow
to get
because
your music out?
Without everybody in the world, without you, there wouldn't be a 186.2 Deuce Worldwide Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? So it's
you
all.
Thank the Lord, brother. Thank the Lord. Without the Lord,
all,
it ain't no me. You know what I'm saying?
With the help of a good friend, with a good friend's word to say, hey, on your own radio show.
Yeah.
Are we taking over? Blog Talk Radio is going to lose millions and billions of dollars, going bankrupt. And you know what I found out was the reason why they're charging us?
What?
Because they want to show to investors that it gains profit. So they want to sell it. So, you know, someone who's going to buy it is not going to lose money. See, they're stupid.
Yeah, because you always gain more money by really giving, doing free shit. Of course, because you always going to have people that want to just be premium just because of the name of premium. You know what I'm saying? Just like you always had shows back in the day, Sweet D Love and them, even before we were even talking about this premium shit, they always been on that premium shit. They've been paying $40 a month. You know what I'm saying? To do they shit. And I ain't never even think about that, but that was their personal choice. So you always got other people that, you know, but that should be a personal choice. You shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, sit up there and force somebody, you know, that's bringing revenue to your site. That's what the fuck your site is for, you know what I'm saying? We bringing revenue to your site. All these goddamn ads and shit, I click on half the fucking ads my damn self. Because it's shit that I be, you know, interested in. So it is working, you know what I'm saying? Like the links and shit ain't working. So y'all getting money off of these ads that's been generated. We ain't getting no money off of that fucking AdSense bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting no money off of that.
Oh, no. We ain't even getting a damn dime.
Yeah,
shit.
So fuck that shit. No.
But it's all good because, like I said, it's backfiring in the face. What I heard is that out of that whole time where they offered the 25, whatever to whatever, only 22 people signed up.
I believe it. That's why they had to extend that shit. Then they tried
exactly
to extend it. I thought they were going to extend that shit again.
Nobody
jumped off. I knew they were going to extend the shit, though. I like, yeah, they going to extend that old bullshit. Man, listen, people. Only thing somebody want to do is get their message out there. You got podcasts and all this other kind of shit that people can just record a podcast and still get the message out there. The point of it all is to get the message out there. No matter what network we on, you know what I'm saying, that is what we're here to do. But if everybody is going to be getting compensated, then everybody needs to get compensated. You know, that's my whole thing. And then you turn around and we ain't even getting compensated and then turn around and say, well, we want to charge so we can get doubly compensated? Shit. Shit. No. I'd rather give a little TLC to the world. You know what I'm saying? Give a little TLC to the world. And I mean the world. So that's what we're going to do. You know? And it's
and
up.
You know, the funny thing is that I bet you we're going to take over this motherfucker. Everybody's going to try to jump ship on our fucking ship. It's a TLC memberships only. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I called my homegirl Linda Blake earlier today, right? She got she out in Boston with Hot Steps magazine.
Yeah.
She already wanted to get a board. So I'm already sending her the email too, you know what I'm saying? With you know, once we launch and everything, you know what I'm saying? But she already bored. We already gonna be getting the ad in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? Once we get the fly and everything, already gonna have the ad placed in the magazine. That's gonna be circulated throughout Boston and throughout her online, you know what I'm saying, e-blast and all that shit, plus through the website.
That's what's
up. Oh, it's gonna get stupid. It's gonna get stupid.
As soon as we get shit jumping, I already fucking gave M-Funk Media some cash. So she's ready for fucking, you know, marketing this shit. You know, she already told me she gonna put it in all in all the Bay Area music magazines and everything. So it's like a backup.
Oh yeah, I'm coming to put something in for media. I mean, in her hand. Yeah, in her hand. Shout out to M-Funk Media. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And as a matter of fact, I need to email her Janu information right now so she can get this show booking going on for her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but she'll book Janu down here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, if she can hook that up, find out how the details, I can get it down there. You know, I don't give a damn. If I you have to fly ass one way, hey, you know what I'm saying, then we do the show and then, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, getting paid, getting some money, getting generated, getting the name and shit out there. And networking, people. All about networking.
It's about networking. To those of you motherfuckers who thought that we weren't going nowhere, I should have stuck around.
Cause it's going down.
Going down.
Yeah, man. So okay, so you say you head to the house to get that done.
I'm on my way to the house. I'll be there like in 5 minutes.
I use the VIP aisle because I'm at the house right now with no transpo, so I use the VIP aisle just to kick out all the hits. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I sit out here and I kick out all the hits, people. And I mean the hits. And then when you see TLC, the front page is the front page is going, you know, is a 24/7 stream. You know what I'm saying? Just nothing but music. Nothing but hot music, 24/7.
Stuff is up. That's what's up.
It's going down, people. It's going down so much that we're going to hustle the block. It's the VIP out right here on WDGE Radio. Freak the fuck out Friday, man. We in the motherfucking building. Right now, 186.2 Scooby and Pop. And this is Boss Squatch. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Featuring Centro and Centro Blue.
I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets every day, I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block, I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't shine. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets every day, I'm just trying to get mine.
watch me hustle the block. I'm in the game, need me, man, I just can't shine. I'm in the 80s, baby, the streets raised me. The OGs laced me, my set had faith in me. Selling cream since my early teens. Was never silver spoon fed, if you know what I mean. While y'all was partying in the scene, I was out you getting green. Who gon' have the fattest bundle was the name of our fame. I mean, you live and die by the code of the street. Catch the fish before they sing or before they can preach. Indeed, that's the life of a G. That's that mentality that was brought up on me. Cause we just trying to eat, trying to bubble up with something and stay on my 2 feet. Fully loaded, 40 cab on my waist and kiss they creep. Catching niggas slipping quick and break them down to their knees. Watch me hustle a block, I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't stop. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets, hey, hey, I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle a block, I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't stop. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets, hey, hey, I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block, I'm in the game, need me, man, I just can't shine. It's been a long time coming, mindset up on some bigger things. Trying to have that Maserati flowing while I'm switching lanes, getting bright. On the city lights with a different dame every night. Getting it in, but while I'm getting right, AM, hitting flights, touching down in Tokyo. Next day, we're about to Dallas and hit a rodeo. NY, AMI, ATL, the story go. All around the globe, my Atlanta and in my home. And I'm back on the block. West living with my niggas, wanna kill him and chop. Getting faded, reminiscing of days I wasn't paid. Trying to have it made, my bad bitches ain't getting laid. So I'm scheming on the dream, good credit, lot of cream. If they want it, go and get it. They could charge it on my debit, no BS, bruh. I put that on my mom. I'ma grind till I run out of time and I'm gone. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets, hey, hey, I'm just trying to get mine. I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't stop. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets, hey, hey, I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block, I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't stop.
Stepping this bitch like who's he? Ask me what I do for a living, bitch, I do's me. Truthfully speaking, I do things. Life's a bitch without a mood ring. So when that mood swings, I stay on top of my game. I 2-3 it in the booth. They ain't never see him do it like me. Kept the gutter as a youngster, broke the rules with the older dude. So even though I'm young, bitch, I'm feeling so old school. And being broke, old news. So I'm on to that new shit, Bluebirds and Pro Tools. I'm so high that I'm feeling so cool. And y'all don't get service, no shirts and no shoes. Off top, my shit's cold, no cop drop. Now whip dripping like I drove it out of car wash. Young Josie, busy boy and boss boy. I stay grinding till my motherfucking heart stops.
I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? B. Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North of the Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep doors, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah,
yeah.
God love the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Point Blank Music.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Can't keep my mind straight. FOSS. The boss. Let's go.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Sipping on this Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Sipping on this Hennessy. Sipping on this Hennessy.
For the time.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Can't keep my
mind straight. Sippin' on this Hennessy, smoking counting figures. Thinking to myself, fuck wrong with these niggas. They talk that hustle shit, but they ain't really with it. Y'all make it hard for real niggas that's out here trying to get it. I put my life into it, I'm talking my all, man. And it's gonna stay that way until my dying day. My nine is like my mind, and I can't keep it straight. Ain't going at you rappers, not the top, that's my aim. I feel that way cause I done been through the struggle and pain. Life ain't nothing. And promise tomorrow may be my last day. So I keep it solid. Power come with knowledge. And can't no other man block it, cause only I can stop it.
Sippin' on this Hennessy, blunt
disgrace, nigga. I drinks like a fish, steady sucking down these fifths. These niggas say they drinking, but they drinking bullshit. I'm a Henny type nigga, yeah, I'm privileged when I sip. I drink it straight, no chase, till I can't feel my face. Rubbing on my face like I'm dizzying out, man. I never fly bitch, but drink the Henny till I can't. Henny be my bitch, I let her fuck me in the face. Let her get me pregnant till I'm throwing up, man. Henny on deck like some aces of the spades. Mob affiliated, real cuckoo in the brain. Six figures, nigga, Henny hitting like a train.
Popping at a yellow bone, bitch, quit talking. I ain't here to get your telephone number. I'm just here to be the plumber. I got you busting like I hit you with a plunger. I beat the pussy up and now we smoking on some ganja. No wonder I'm leaning. I poured the hypnotic in my cup and now it's greening. Fiending for another trip for the heman. Rossi looking like a demon. Eyes hella glossy. Homie, give me a reason. I'm really with the shit. Finna bust a nigga face if I take another sip. Cause I'm.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Another bitch, another bitch.
had to make it through that
Hollywood,
hard
California.
And like,
remix,
Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit.
Remix.
Only the storms survive.
All over the world.
Not only the storms survive. Cause only the storms survive.
Remix. Come on, baby boy.
Everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to spit them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to spit them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. Just like murder. Shit I have done, got mama crying tonight, because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all this reefer, fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga, if I don't drop the bowl? I represent the east side and the FOMO. And you know the pussy niggas get smoked.
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania. Cause I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it. Man, it's hard time. Got me feeling tough.
Missouri.
Hard time.
Only the storm survive. Cause only the storm survive.
Miami, Florida.
You know the storm survive. Cause only the storm.
Plus a 9, make me weigh 158 from that straight. For me to face what I gotta face in these streets, where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks, it's in my chest. Just catching up with you, bitch. You never thought I'd miss you.
Louisiana.
You're ready for your issue. Your legs and your thighs in the quarters, pushed all in the water. Death by design, a nigga all
that's
on your order. Should've thought smarter, should've came harder. But should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Repping on the block with
22,
niggas say who? The dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trigger man with the dead hand.
All over
the world. Storms survive.
Cause
only the storms survive. You know the storms survive.
Remix.
Only the storms survive.
Hey.
We gotta be strong, y'all.
All over the world.
We gotta hold on, y'all.
Remix.
We gotta take the stand.
Government inflation, general force gain, purple straight razor, the hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix,
only
remix.
The strong survive, not rise, rise,
all
rise,
the world.
And you know it's better time, cause I've been doing time.
Oh yeah, remix.
I've been living hard times, cause this is a hard grind. And you know it's better time, cause I've been doing time.
Japan, remix.
I've been doing hard times since I came out the womb. Took a few puffs of air, hard times for the room. I looked left, and then right. The only hard times are what I see in sight. So I jumped up and headed to the door. Told my mama thank you, but now I gotta go. The hard times ain't gonna find me no more. We live in hard times, and that's for sure.
See ya. Only the storm survives.
Take a stand, y'all. I know we can.
Now I'm back on the grind, trying to beat these hard times. Dodging all the crackers and jackals, trying to get mine. I tell them step back and check yourself. Too late, silly suckers, unwreck yourself. Now my people on the ride, and y'all better realize that it's our time to shine. And we gon' claim the prize. But if you can't understand, then please step aside. So we do it, I say we do it, we all do it. Hard time.
Only the storm survives. Cause only the storm survives. You know the storm survives. Cause only the storm survives. We gotta be strong, y'all. We gotta hold on, y'all. We gotta take a stand, y'all. I know we can, y'all.
Yeah, I'd like to thank y'all for riding out with Hit After Hit Music. One time for my boy Disco Nate Dizzle, you know what I'm saying, on the beat, in the P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying. One time for Platinum Kings, putting it down. One time for my girl Sky, you know what I'm saying, representing on the beach, you know what I'm saying. This your boy Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying. Represent one time for Dutch Dirty, one time for Wrecking the Game Entertainment, one time for Jet Set, who always hold it down up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you, cuz. If y'all want to holler at him, 1-888-859-3762. VIP, that nigga DJ Party Time and the Candy Man with that chronic candy, huh? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Smell So Good. Hit out the hit, I did it again.
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'm a
like a shunting, fight like Trina, swagger like Nicki, got the girl envying, quick call Miss Piggy, shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk, looking at her double toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne, sorry hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya, switch it like a swisher, it's J-Mail the huncho, twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show, but I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Like a sex tape, baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day, the emotions that I'm feeling got me want you like an inmate. Checkmate, baby girl, you sick like a coke bottle.
Let me put it in your end zone.
On fire.
Smoking like some endo. So I rolled up on the light, shot it what it hit for.
I gotta call me Casper, and baby, can we get ghosts?
I'm talking about pulling off faster than an end zone. And baby girl, we going to move back to my crib. No, baby, I'ma sit you out. And you'll be screaming, oh yeah.
The
first drop, you'll pop. And let me work your wings out.
Like a bottle, power bank, show her the next top model. She like a coke bottle, like a
I can beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceive it. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. I'm back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Cobado, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low, like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on them, I keep them at
them. I'm deep in them.
Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
play your card, and it's 50, so in every hand, you just pick a card, and I'm doing this for my city, and regardless, getting better, your family break apart, way before you get the cheddar, I admit it, this my city, ain't no running me from here, been out of prison for a year, now that life is getting better, yeah, I did it for the world, but my family take apart, Miss Diana, that's my heart, ain't no stopping till we start, Cupid ran out of arrows, so we started swinging doors, I think one pierced me in my heart, now my angels in my voice, I feel the angels in my voice, every time I talk, I raise my voice, so I'm screaming out of court, ain't no stopping me this year, you wanna drink, then grab a beer, a parachute, we out of here, to a better place in history, cause we ain't have a choice, and the reason he ain't make it, cause he ain't have a voice, I guess music ain't made for everybody's voice, and I just wanna blow while we driving in a Rolls Royce, jump off in this limo and come roll with a rapper, 131st and 23rd with the trappers, that be Tip, that be K, that be Cheese, and that be G, that be Cook, and that be me, and guess who else, that be it. I'm the flying bird, to spread my wings off in this herd, and I'm the first to get my money and make it rain off in this club with you. Say the world is like a cancer, and I'ma steal a show. Now that Christmas come around the Grinch, cause I'ma steal some more. Now grab your bottle, shake it up, and pop the top and steal some more. Could make it rain before I leave, but that's the key part of the show. Plus my money ain't no good to me if it's all on the floor. Could make it rain, could make it shout, could make it cyclops even snow. Why every time I hit the club, at the Nike check the show, I said that life is going better. Make my name go down in history. If it don't, that means somebody put me out my misery. Feel it building in my bones, world. Physically and mentally. And every time I'm with a girl, she's screaming. How she answer me. After 9 months, she be screaming as she kisses me. How she pregnant, can't get pregnant. How she pregnant through a throat. Before I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let her go. Until I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let it go.
Got to be up front in this time, can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down, and just stand on solid ground. And
wiser to what life's bringing, wiser, question the system. Wiser, you've got the right, wiser, stand up and fight.
Can't kneel and pray every day, make a move, Jah will show the way. Harvest plenty, but the reapers are few. Wise up, you'll have to know what to do. And
wiser to what life's bringing, wiser, question the system. Wiser, you've got the right, wiser, stand up and fight.
Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress, make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain, we all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now, don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wiser what life's bringing, wiser, question the system. Wiser, you've got the right, wiser, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no, got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life's new world, got to get your piece of earth.
Wiser, what life's bringing, wiser,
got to be up front in this time. Can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down. Understand and solid ground.
You better wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up and question the system.
Wise up, you've got to rise.
Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, children.
Wise up.
Wise up, history.
Wise up.
Wise up, brother.
Wise up.
Wise up, father.
Wise up.
Wise up, people.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up
to what life's bringing. Wise up to question the system.
Wise up,
you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up
to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system.
Wise up,
you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth.
Wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up, question the system.
Wise up,
you got the right.
Wise
up, stand up and fight. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up.
Why so, why so,
why so?
My queen I will cherish until I perish.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. Five stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one.
Love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call a cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumble by attraction. The thing that you do is real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line of souls and twine. God credited your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow combined. We shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. Five stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know. Number one queen,
I love,
and with you